Awesome. We're getting close now to deadline day. Any closer to sign any players? I'm not a fan of the January transfer window. I don't believe that. I think that minimum, that maximum should only be two players every that you can buy players. I don't agree with Newcastle buying so many players in one transfer window. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of the January transfer window. And yes, that's my opinion. I don't believe it's the right thing to do. Can I mention a few names? Yes. Mohamed Diame, any links there towards him? No, we have not contacted West Ham. We have not inquired about Mohamed Diame or any other player in that matter. David Villa, a strong link about David Villa being linked to Arsenal. Will you make a move in the last 48 hours? No, we are not on the case. Stefan Jovetic? No. But you need a striker. Well, quality-wise, no. We might be short, maybe, but we got, of course, we got Walcott who can play there. We got Jovinho, and of course, you cannot forget Giroud who played very well against Brighton. So I'm not sure that we actually need a striker, but if we can find quality player who improve the squad, of course, we'll do it. You are short of midfielders, and now loaning out Frimpong. Could a midfielder be coming in? That could be your most likely recruit. Well, at the moment, we are not on the case on any player. I'm still, as I said before, I'm not a fan of the transfer window in January, but we will buy a player, of course. We'll try if we can find the right top quality player. But at the moment, we are not close to signing anybody. We are not going to be close to signing anyone on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. We are not close at all. So, there's no point discussing anymore because we're not on that case at the moment. What about left backs, Arsene? Maybe a left back backup for Kieran Gibbs after Santos' performance? No, we have plenty of depth in that position. We have three left backs, and I believe that Andrew Santos is the best competition for Kieran Gibbs, absolutely. Those two are fighting for the top number one left back in the team, and I don't believe that we need a left back because Andrew Santos is quality. But he had a poor game today. I don't believe he did. I thought he was very good going forward, and I believe that he was very unlucky. I believe that their right winger was very dangerous, and yes, he did very well. Thanks, Arsene. Thank you.